This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. And of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial up on the website. You can learn a little bit about their different divisions. Also, if you scroll down to the towards the bottom, there's a little envelope. It says Stay Current. That's your place there. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email of what's going on in the markets. A little snapshot there. And of course, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can sign up for that right online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you kick of the tires appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, it's always a happy Thursday. We always have a lot of fun. And this week we are going to be talking about estate planning. And trust me, get that. You will get that. You will love it. So we'll be doing that a little bit later, later on in this segment. Also, as we talk this morning about, of course, estate planning, we do the weekly Market Pulse. We mentioned that already. We do the Klaus Quiz Question Week each and every week right here on 1310 WIBA. This week, another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Starbucks. As you're listening to the show, I will tell you typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the show, and we'll tell you a little bit more about how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, we will be talking about estate and legacy planning. Before we get to that, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question Week, one of the fun things we do is we look back not only on the question from the previous week, but get the answer as well. What was that?
Yeah, so we're always trying to educate everyone. Last week's question was, what is the highest FICO credit score available? And that was multiple choice. Was it 850 or 1250? And the correct answer was, credit scores generally range from 300, which is the lowest possible, to 850, which is the highest. So congratulations to everyone who called in last week, but especially to our winner, Lynn of Madison, who actually is one of our clients.
Oh,
so even our clients call in sometimes because they're still wanting to learn. So congratulations and a shout out to her today.
And as Malia mentioned, wanting to learn, this is a great program. As always, week in and week out, you learn a lot listening to Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. And today will be no exception. Of course, as we're kind of closing in on retirements, or maybe we're already there, I think some people have questions and are looking for some suggestions when it comes to estate and legacy planning. What's some of your guidance there?
Yes. So as retirement planners, part of our job is to look over kind of the scope of people's financial lives. This includes everything from investments to insurance to cash flow, which would include, you know, debt and liabilities, to taxes, to estate planning. Now, that kind of makes us in some ways a generalist across your financial life. And so we're looking at the big scope, and part of that being estate planning. We've heard it said in our industry that you could be the best investment advisor in the world and make somebody, you know, millions and millions of dollars by timing the market. Really hard to do, by the way. But even if you did that, but you did not address estate planning, and upon death of that great client that you helped build wealth for, like a big portion of that money goes to Uncle Sam or goes nowhere, then you really didn't do a whole lot for that individual. And so ultimately, our job is to make sure that we are evaluating all areas of your financial life, including estate planning. Now, as we get into this, I just have to say we are not estate planning attorneys. So we know enough about this to speak to it, to give some advice. But then also we know enough to direct you to a professional who will actually create the physical documents. So what is estate planning? Well, everyone has an estate. It's comprised of everything you own, your car, your home, other real estate, checking, savings, investments, life insurance, furniture, personal possessions, so on and so forth. No matter how large or how modest, everyone has an estate and something in common. You can't take it with you when you die. When you die, and again, this is when, not if, but when you die, you probably want to control how those things are given to the people or organizations you care most about. And to ensure wishes are carried out, you need to provide instructions using either a will or a trust document, stating whom you want to receive something of yours, what you want them to receive, and when they're to receive it. You will, of course, want this to happen with the least amount of taxes paid and legal fees and court costs, so on and so forth. So this is what I just described is estate planning, making a plan in advance and naming who you want to receive the things you own after you die. Hence the importance of having a good estate plan and attorney to make sure these plans are funded and carried out as you wish. So again, you know, if you think about it, some of those items I just mentioned that are part of your estate actually have a beneficiary designation, right? So some people go, what do I need a will or a trust for if I have beneficiaries? And truth be told, on those assets, you don't necessarily have to have a will or trust to govern those. However, very commonly people will go, yeah, but you know, my kids are minors, so I'm just going to leave it to them through the will. And I go, okay, who's their guardian? And who's going to manage their money for them since they're not going to be old enough to get it when you die? Well, that goes back to the will and trust document names those entities. So don't think to yourself, oh, don't worry, CJ, I've got everything via beneficiaries. Usually you still need to sit down with an attorney to evaluate if there's other elements that you need. Now, at a very high level, basic difference between a will and a trust. A will goes into effect only after you die, while a trust can take effect as soon as you create it. A will directs who will receive your property at your death, and it appoints a legal representative to carry out your wishes. A trust can be used to begin distributing property before death, at death, or afterwards. A trust is a legal arrangement through which one person or an institution, such as a bank or law firm, called a trustee, holds legal title to property for another person called a beneficiary. Trusts can also help you avoid probate. Now, probate is just a legal process. It's a public legal process through which it is determined who is the representative of the estate, where the funds are going to go, how things are going to be distributed, what happens to minors, so on and so forth. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, probate, this is. However, some people would rather not have their personal affairs go through a public probate process. Well, that's what a trust can do, is it can keep that a private process instead of a public process. And final thing, a 2019 study by Caring.com on the importance of having wills and estate planning in place found that while 76% of the respondents believed it's important to have these in place, only 40% of people, approximately, actually have the estate plans in place. Only 40%. So don't be part of that 60% that don't. Be part of the 40% that do.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, if you have questions for Malia and CJ, they are here to help. Give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So we're talking, of course, about putting some of these documents in place. We'll find out about whether or not you'll need to update those as time goes on. We'll find out from CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now on air. Give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning about estate and legacy planning. And I think sometimes we think, all right, once these documents are drawn up, sat down with the attorney, went over it with my planners, we're good to go. And like Ron Popeil talks about, set it and forget it, it's good to go. Once we have these documents in place, can we set it and forget it? Or are these some things we want to be reviewing regularly?
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, it's funny is I think we tend to, I won't say the word nag, but extremely suggest over and over again many times to our clients to get these in order. And they walk in the door and they go, well, you didn't ask me, did I get my estate planning documents in order? And we're like, oh, did you? And they tell us, yes, I did. And they feel so proud, and we're so proud of them that they got them in order. And yet time goes really fast. And 5 years later, those documents actually do need to be glanced at least. And what we see is there's a resistance because ultimately people don't like paying more money. They figure they paid money once to get it all in order, like CJ was talking about, a will, a trust, and power of attorney documents as well. And they are afraid to go back to the attorney and have to pay more. All we're asking is that you review what you wrote and make sure it still expresses your wishes. If it doesn't, a simple amendment or an adjustment to that language can be done, usually at a pretty reasonable rate if you go back to the place you went to. So all this to say that usually within a five-year period, a lot can have changed in your own household circumstances. There could have been a divorce. There could have been new grandchildren. There could have been a large change of life somewhere along the line where those items that are going to be distributed are going to people that maybe you don't want to receive them anymore. And what we find is people make these changes sometimes, or they don't make these changes. A death does occur, and we see those wishes not being carried out. We also see a lot of situations, people can probably relate to this, where people are getting ready to get on an airplane. And at the last minute, they're like, you know what? I don't know if my will says what I want it to say. I better get in and change that with the attorney. And so we really want you to be proactive in making sure that what you have set in place is what you want to have happen. And again, many of us think, well, I'm going to be around another 20 years. I can just, you know, let it go. No, we want you to look at it today and review it every 5 years just to make sure everything's up to date.
Love that word, proactive. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. So when we're talking about power of attorney documents and life insurance, I'm assuming that's part of estate planning as well, isn't it?
It is really a will or a trust or a combination thereof. Usually when you have a trust, you have what's called a pour over will, and then you have healthcare power of attorney, durable or financial power of attorney, and then you have beneficiary designations and life insurance. And all of this really encompasses an estate plan. But here's the key. You don't have to know every individual component and how it works as much as you have to have, think of the attorney as the person who's orchestrating the broader plan. So it's very possible you could have a joint revocable, or some people call it revocable, joint revocable trust between you and your spouse that says any money that flows through this goes to these charities, but then your IRAs might go to your kids, right? So they don't actually have to say the exact same things. They just have to be part of an orchestrated plan. The problem is most people don't do that, right? And, you know, here's what we hear. We hear people come in and go, oh, good news, I finally got that done. Check box, I'm done. And I go, well, what does it say? And they say, well, it says everything goes to this other beneficiary. And I say, well, we manage your investments, and those beneficiary designations have not been changed. So no, everything is not going by way of that will or trust update. So here's the key. Wills and trusts sometimes need to be quote unquote funded. So your attorney should be giving to your investment advisor and to your insurance agent something called funding instructions. It's basically how should the beneficiaries read or how should the accounts be titled in order for them to be orchestrated across the entire plan. And then finally, powers of attorney are just so important. Remember, a will kicks in upon death. Powers of attorney are there for when somebody's incapacitated, that you have somebody making decisions on your behalf.
Really good stuff, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, of course, here to answer your questions as well. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Brenda joins us this morning. Brenda, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial.
Hi there.
Hi, Brenda.
I have a question about a home deed transfer on death?
Yeah.
What's the pros and cons of doing something like that?
Well, that can be great. So I hope everybody heard what Brenda said. I'll repeat your question on air here, Brenda. So Brenda said, hey, what about a home having a transfer on death instead of, say going through a will? And actually, this is fantastic. In the state of Wisconsin, you can have a home just be part of, like, think of it like a beneficiary designation, right? When I die, a beneficiary or a transfer on death kicks in and just pays it to, say, my kids, as an example, if they were adults. And that can be great because if that's your major asset, then you don't have to worry about it going through the will. And the benefit of it not going through the will is probate, right? We don't want to have it caught up in that probate process. So I'm a huge fan of using basically beneficiary designations on primary residences. It can really avoid too much going through the probate process and getting bogged down. Great question, Brenda. Okay.
Fantastic.
Is there a step up in cost basis for that then still?
Good question. So primary residences, typically, if you don't have over a certain amount of gain, get sold with no taxation anyways. But the answer would be yes. There still would be a step up in basis, just like there would be with your after-tax stock account that has a TOD. Upon your death, the stock basis steps up, and then it transfers to the beneficiaries.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I love our questions. Really
yeah,
good questions.
Brenda, great job. And by the way, for everybody who just heard that, that's awesome, right? I'll bet there's other people out there thinking the same thing. Thank you for calling in, Brenda. Really great question.
Great question. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also open up the mailbag and do the Money in Motion listener question corner, as well as the Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Mentioned earlier, of course, the website klossfinancial.com. And, of course, always open to getting your questions on air. Sometimes people have busy mornings. Maybe you're driving, don't have a chance to call in, or maybe something comes up during the week. We, of course, have a great opportunity, and the folks at Kloss Financial would love to hear from you, and they've got the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Get to klossfinancial.com. You can submit your question right on the website, and this week's question is one from our listeners, Chris, and submitted this question. If I decide I want to retire prior to age 59 and a half years old, how can I take income from my retirement investments without incurring that 10% penalty?
Yeah, great question. Thank you, Chris, for submitting that. And I know everybody's thinking, maybe early retirement sounds pretty good on a beautiful day like today. So age 59 and a half is a magic age in that you can start taking distributions from retirement accounts without having to pay the early penalty that Chris is talking about. However, remember, if it's coming from a pre-tax retirement account, you still will have to pay taxes. So there's no surprise there for people. As money comes out that's pre-tax, you put it away for a long time. As it comes out, it does become taxable income. But to avoid the penalty, which is really Chris's question, I think, if you happen to have separated from service at age 55 or after from a company, and you've left money in your old 401k, you can actually access those monies without penalties. So listen to that. Separated from service at age 55 or after. And if you can access that money, again, the taxes are still there. You're going to have to pay the taxes, but you won't have to pay the 10% penalty. Otherwise, if you are retiring prior to 59 and a half, we're going to suggest you start taking money for income from after-tax investments that you'll only have to pay capital gains tax on versus income tax plus penalty. So keep that in mind as you're deciding to retire early, Sean.
Yes, exactly. Fantastic advice, as always. I'm taking notes as you're talking there, Malia. Don't forget, as always, if you want to submit a question, again, if things pop into your head during the week, or maybe this morning you wanted to call in, maybe didn't get an opportunity to do so, don't forget, you can always get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Little contact bar across the top. It says connect. You can send an email right there, and we'll get you your question on the air. Don't forget, as well, as we mentioned, the website klossfinancial.com. You can learn more about their separate divisions and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans actually have their wills and their estate planning in place? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with that correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Starbucks. Again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.